As you surely know by now, American political commentator Charlie Kirk was assassinated a few days ago. I know this is old news by now, but unfortunately, I don't have the luxury of dropping what I'm doing so I can comment on current events. And I don't feel that I need to comment on everything, only those things that I think are relevant. And I think this situation illustrates that this idea of various worldviews living in harmony is absurd, and that in a healthy society, counter-Christian ideologies such as communism and its big brother Freemasonry cannot be tolerated. This is what communists and Freemasons do. They kill their political opponents. Look at the history of communism and how they rose to power in the nations that they took over. They infiltrated political offices, universities, rigged elections, and assassinated those who opposed them. Now, I used to watch Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens during the first Trump administration, but I quickly fell away because it just seemed like they were dropping the hat conservatives to me, not really saying anything different than the rest of them, and I had moved away from American political conservatism by then. However, I do watch Candace Owens now. She's based on a lot of things. For instance, the fact that all of our leaders are satanic pedophile cannibals, and of course, those of whom we cannot speak are behind everything. Charlie Kirk was a down-the-line Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity conservative with a war hawk support of Israel. At least that was my impression of him. But with his unapologetic support for Christian values and proclaiming of Christ, he was on our side. And because he was influential with the college crowd, he was a threat to them. And make no mistake, this was a political assassination, not some crazed psychopath that could have been stopped with sensible gun control laws, regardless of who they put in front of us and the reason given. They're not going to come out and say, we communists who are working in the shadows have killed him. They're going to put some young guy forward whose mind was deranged by political views of this, that, or the other. And oh, if we just had some sensible gun control laws, this could have been avoided. No. They have guns, and so should we. But this isn't a call to arms, rather it is a wake-up call. This can't be solved through the political process. They won't allow it, and they're in charge. But we can do some things to fight them in the political arena and loosen the hold they have on society. First, we need to realize who we are dealing with. General Franco, who became, quote, dictator after the Spanish Civil War in the first half of the 20th century, is painted as the bad guy. But that's because Marxists are in control of the narrative now. The communists tried to take over Spain through rigged elections, and they were stopped. It was heavy-handed, yes, but he didn't do anything they wouldn't have done twice-fold if they had won. He knew that he had to be harsh with them. And we have to be realistic and realize what we are dealing with. Communism and Marxism cannot be tolerated. And don't give me this, communism and Marxism are different. No, they're not. Again, this is not a call to arms, but a call to clarity. Buy some guns and ammo, if you don't have any, and learn how to shoot for self-defense. Don't fall for any kind of gun control. The communists just want to take our guns away. As long as we have an armed populace, they will be kept at bay. Don't send your kids to college, unless they are going to be a doctor, lawyer, teacher, or something that requires it. But the vast majority of people do not need to go to college. They'll just be indoctrinated into a communist mindset and against Christianity, as you or they spend thousands of dollars on their philosophy, art, psychology, or some other useless degree. A psychology degree is useless without a master's. But trust me, waiters and pizza delivery drivers are some of the most well-educated people on the planet. Get involved with local politics and weed out the communists and Freemasons as much as you can. Don't expect Trump to do everything. He can't. Another way they have lulled us to sleep is by directing our attention to national politics and forgetting local politics where we are the most effective. Besides, most politicians start off at the local level, so if we can weed them out there, they won't make it to the national level. If you have kids, get involved in the local school board and fight the atheist, communist, and rainbow agendas, or homeschool your kids. At this point, homeschooling is the best option if you can do it. Second best is to send them to Catholic or Christian schools, but those are only a few steps behind the public schools. And avoid public schools if you can. If not, you're going to have to be the squeaky wheel. The other kids that your child associates with will have much more influence on them than you do during their preteen and teenage years, so you want to be mindful of who they are hanging out with. Avoid popular culture. Music, movies, and TV shows have a huge influence over society. To young adults who want to get married, my advice is this. Marry someone who is like-minded. Traditional Catholics marry traditional Catholics. Regular Catholics marry regular Catholics. And Protestants marry Protestants. Men avoid feminists, and women avoid lazy men. Being on the same page is far more important than she's pretty, or he's tall and makes a lot of money, or We like the same music. All the other stuff that people today use as their standard, that fades. Like, we're in love. Who cares? Being in love is fleeting and not what a marriage should be based on. Make head decisions when choosing a mate and you will be much happier. Yes, I know, my wife is a Protestant. We are the exception and not the rule. Realize that with all this effort, the best that we can hope for is to slow the descent of our country and protect our families. It's too late to weed them out. That ship sailed with McCarthy. Put not your faith in the Republican Party. They are a diversion to make you think that democracy works. I don't like what these guys are doing, so I'm going to vote for these guys. Well, guess what? They're all in on it. And if they're not, they'll get rid of them. I know this is doom and gloom, but that's where we're at, and I don't want to give you false hope. So maybe it's time to stock up on some food and water, just in case. No need to go overboard, just buy a little extra when you go to the grocery store. Canned food lasts for years. And above all, pray the rosary for protection for your family and to rid our country of communism and Freemasonry. Until my next video, God bless.